Unit 3. American English. Lesson 9. Part 1. Dialogue. Yang Mei is now studying in the States. She meets her new teacher, Sarah, for the first time. Sarah is an American. They are talking before the term starts.
So you are Yang Mei. Nice to meet you. How do you do? I'm sorry. I know only a little English. I have some difficulty in pronouncing some of the words in English. No, you're doing fine. Thank you. And when do you take your next exams? In June. I see. What do you want to do next fall? Pardon? Would you please say that again more slowly? What do you want to do next fall? Next what? I'm sorry, I don't quite follow you. What do you want to do next September? Do you have any plans? I'd like to study medicine and become a doctor. Right. Nice meeting you, Yang Mei. Bye. Goodbye. Lesson 10. Reading.
Read the passage quickly and find out some American English words and expressions.
American English 1.
Many students want to know about the differences between American English and British English. Written English is more or less the same in both Britain and America, though there are some spelling differences. For example, the words colour, centre and travelled are spelt colour, centre and travelled in American English. The differences in the spoken language are greater. For example, Americans say dance, dance, and in Southern England they say dance. In America they pronounce not, not, and in Southern England they say not. However, most of the time people from the two countries do not have any difficulty in understanding each other. How did these differences come about? There is no quick answer to this question. When people from England travelled to other countries, they took the English language with them. At first, the language stayed the same as the language used in Britain. But slowly, the language began to change from one part of the world to another. Sometimes, the English spoken in America or Canada or Australia changed. But sometimes the language spoken in these places stayed the same, while the language in England changed. For example, 300 years ago, the English talked about fall. Today, most British people talk about autumn. But Americans still talk about fall, just as people do in some parts of Western England. In the same way, Americans use the expression, I guess, meaning I think, just as the British did 300 years ago. A great many words and expressions have come into the language from American English. For example, movie, gas, store, mail, radio, right away, at once, way of life, and so on.
Lesson 11, Part 1, Reading, American English 2.
American English has changed over the centuries too. There are several reasons for this. One of the reasons is that people travel to America from all the European countries and from other parts of the world too. They started to use English, but they also brought in some words from their own languages. For example, the word cent in American money is from Old French. One of the states in the USA is called Florida. In Spanish, this means the land of flowers. There are a great many American Indian words. For example, to howl means to cry. And cookbook is a German word.